Well, it's Dallas Cowboys week, and that is something special for the man to my left, former Eagles linebacker and current WIP, 94 WIP.
There you
host,
go. Yeah.
As well as the host of our game plan show, Ike Reese. Ike, is it a – I know you get caught in it because you're with the fans all the time. Mm-hmm. You feel the enthusiasm, don't you?
Oh, no doubt about it. And it's been a while since we had an important Dallas Cowboy game.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about first place being on the line. The fans are jacked up about this game. The Cowboys are relevant for a change.
Mm-hmm. They're very good, actually. Yeah, they're a very good team.
They are very good, particularly on that offensive side of the football. And you could feel the energy through the airwaves, taking callers. The Cowboys are still at the top of the list of Eagles fans of the team they most hate.
What about for you as a player, the experience of learning how to dislike the Cowboys and then carrying that through to the airwaves and dealing with the fans?
Yeah.
Has it changed your perspective?
It really has. And you talk about that learned behavior. I really did have to learn. I didn't grow up hating the Cowboys. But once you get drafted by the Eagles, you quickly find out, if you listen to this fan base, who's the team they most want to beat each and every year. And the playing the Dallas Cowboys – always been special to me. Playing under Andy Reid, it was his first win against the Dallas Cowboys. I always look back at the key game that got us started on our run.
It was
the pickle juice game, the opening game of 2000, when we went down there and Deuce rushed for over 200 yards. Mm-hmm. So the Dallas Cowboys hold a special place in my heart. Now, I will say this. During my time here as an Eagle, we pretty much manhandled the Cowboys every year.
So, that's my man.
That was good. We manhandled the Cowboys. I have a winning record against this team. But because they are looked upon so favorable nationally, you always enjoy beating this team. You always enjoy beating this team.
Is that why you think Eagles fans dislike the Cowboys so much? Because the rest of the country deems them America's team, and they carry themselves in such a manner, and they've got to be bigger and fancier and shinier than everyone else?
I think that's the number one reason. You're talking about a blue-collar town, a town that, you know, they admire the athletes. They put the hard hat on, carry the lunch pail to work, and just do their jobs. And first of all, this is the birthplace of America here in Philadelphia.
Right.
So to call the Dallas Cowboys America's team, that's definitely a slap in the face. But it makes it that much more enjoyable when you're dominating them as America's team, quote unquote.
Well, it is time to get back to dominating the Dallas Cowboys and Eagles. We'll try to start that again on Sunday with, we think it looks like, that's what they're saying, Nick Foles potentially at the quarterback position. Your read on Nick here, who's played so, so well these last two games.
I'm excited. I really am. And I know, you know, being on the radio, we love to keep the quarterback controversy thing stirred.
We call it a conversation
going.
In the building, okay? It's not a controversy.
But here's the thing, though. It's if you want to look at it as a problem, it's a great problem to have. I think you have two quarterbacks that are capable of running this offense. The guy who's getting lost in all this is the offensive coordinator / head coach, who's doing a great job of calling plays and recognizes the strength and weaknesses of both guys and plays to them. I feel totally confident with Nick Foles behind the center. He's coming off one of his best games against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Quarterback rating of 130+. He seems calm, cool, collected in the pocket. And most importantly, his teammates seem to respond to him being behind the center. They don't look at it as, this is the backup quarterback, and oh my God, it's not Michael Vick. They're pretty much saying, hey, let's keep this thing going. We got a guy in here that can move the ball.
What about the scheme that you love? Why is it work? I mean, 30-plus points is almost commonplace anymore with this football team. Fifth in the league in scoring. Getting the ball up and down the field with regularity like we've never, I think, seen here in Philadelphia, at least on a consistent basis. Is it the scheme? What do you like about it, Ike?
I love how it incorporates the entire offense. You know, you look around the league today, and so many offenses are geared to their best player. You know, they want to focus on him, getting him the football, which is very understandable. The Eagles have multiple weapons, great running back, great receiver, but they also know how to use the other parts of the offense. And I think that's what I love about, you know, this offense and Chip Kelly, is that the offense isn't geared towards one person. It focuses on moving the football, who's the open man, who has the advantage in their one-on-one matchup. And the quarterbacks, both guys, have done a great job of really facilitating the ball and getting the ball to those guys. So, and what I'm loving within the last 2 weeks is that they moved the ball between the 20s in all six games. Right. Now they're getting touchdowns in the red zone. Right. And I'm noticing different plays. You can see where Chip's imprint on the offense is starting to come out. And it certainly looked like it's an unstoppable offense.
Well, yeah, and I think the Cowboys, I mean, the way you look at this game here, the Cowboys' offense is so potent that this offense is going to have to score a lot of points.
You're going to need points, yeah. And the quarterback play, which I think has been really the most consistent position on the offense all year, you can't turn the football over. You're going to score points against this Cowboys defense. The Cowboys' offense is very potent. They're going to put points up. But I tell you, Dave, I go into every game, and I'm surprised when you don't score touchdowns. Yeah. You're not hoping to score. I'm surprised when they don't score
is
touchdowns.
Is that because of the way the NFL is these days? Is that the way? Is it because the Eagles' offense is just that good? I mean, what's your read there?
I think part of it is the NFL, and obviously they want points on the board. But I don't want to discredit what Chip and this offense is doing. I think a lot of it is the offense, the design of the plays, the quarterback decision-making, particularly over the last 2 weeks. You clearly are seeing that they're getting the ball in the end zone. The last couple of years, the red zone has been an issue.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. You have to score touchdowns. They're scoring touchdowns. And what I like is from week one to where you are today, you can see the offense, the team as a whole, really gradually getting better. They're getting better each week.
Are you seeing that from the defense? Are you seeing things come together a little bit? This is going to be a huge challenge.
I really am, man. And I was with Billy Davis when he was saying, trust me, and right. wait. And I know a lot of people were saying, are you kidding me? You're giving up this amount of yards? You're giving up points? Well, they are getting better incrementally. You can see them. You can see the defensive line up front, the way they played the run last week against Tampa. I mean, Cedric Thornton has been your best defensive lineman. Bradley Fletcher over the last 2 weeks doesn't say a whole lot. He's not looking for attention. But my goodness, he's around the football the last 2 weeks making plays. Captain in the middle, D'Amico Ryans, love what he's been doing in there. He's steady at a rock, steady as a rock. And the rest of the guys around him, the young guys, you see that they're not making the same mistakes. I'll tell you another guy who I've noticed has gotten better. He's taking a lot of heat. That's Nate Allen.
Yeah.
He's not making spectacular plays, but he's making the solid plays, and he's not hurting your defense. You can tell he's playing with a lot more confidence the last 3 weeks as opposed to the first 3 weeks of the season. And people forget, in 1999, we were a much better team the second half of the season than we were the first half of the season, where I remember us getting shut out by Buffalo. We lost to Carolina 33-7. Second half of the season, we win 3 out of the 8 games, mm-hmm. and that momentum carried us in to the next year. So that's what you want when you get a new coach. You want to be a better team in the second half of the season than you were in the first half, and I'm definitely noticing that with the Eagles now.
The theme of the week is beat Dallas.
Yes.
Ike Reese, the birthday boy this week. 40
How about
years
that?
Of age?
40 years young, brother. 40 years young.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, Dave.
You look like you still play. Ike Reese in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.